American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that silently spreads. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is, barely got my headphones on, this is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stettmiller. I was yesterday, and I will be again tomorrow. Why can't I hear anything in my headphones? Well, don't give me the no-neck, palms-up kind of stuff over there, Mr. Producer. Wait a minute here. Let me crank this. Boy, it's real low. I'm sorry? It's all in. No, it isn't. No, this is maxed. All I'm hearing is humming. Yep, don't. I've been doing radio a long time. I know you're a smart guy. And I love you very much, Dan, but you're full of malarkey today. At any rate, maybe it is. I'll check it out. I'm in a good mood. When I get in a good mood, I like to rag on people. Ron McDonald.
Yeah. So are you going to rag on me?
Yeah. Well, no. Let me give the date, 3/25/13. Okay, now we got that out of the way. It's the first day of the week. We took a vote, by the way. We took a vote.
We did.
It's on the, and I'm surprised, see, communications between you guys is, you tell one board op one thing, and he doesn't pass it on to the other guy. Now, he's already got it in the computer somewhere. God, okay, the hell with it. Spontaneous. You know, this. We can't go back and edit this stuff out. This is live. Good. It's Monday. Almost said the word. Almost said the word. It's first day of the week, and I've got them frowning already. That's a good start. Yeah. At any rate, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. If that question was referred to me, I am doing excellent.
Well, I wasn't talking to my microphone.
Well, I didn't know. You could have been talking to the producer.
Oh.
You've been ragging on him.
Ooh.
I figured maybe.
Oh, look who's getting edgy today. Oh, okay. we came up the day after Sunday and the one before Tuesday. We're going to hope this catches on. We're going to call it Ronde. R-O-N-D-A-W. Or D-A-Y. Ronda? No, that's what we're going to do. So we'll just call it Ronde. How's that?
That's fine. It reminds me of that song, Help Me, Ronda.
We'll have to tweak that a little bit and get somebody to maybe cut a track for that. Yeah, I'll go for that. I mean, we got to come up with something, you know, because we hate that first day of the week. And that came, by the way, from one of our listeners. This guy has been listening to me forever. Poor guy. At any rate, it's Ron Day. I've got Ronald McDonald, author of They Own It All, including everything that your kids will ever make and their kids. No, just teasing. We'll get this thing kicked off. We've got a lot to talk about today. We'll get this kicked off after this break. Stay tuned.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. Wait a minute here. I'm still low on this end. Bump me. Turn it up. Turn it up. Turn it up. Turn it up. More, more, more. Okay, I guess it's there. Thank you. Now I can hear. Mr. McDonald?
Yes?
Can you hear us fine?
I've heard you fine since you started.
Can you hear me now? Hey, look, I have to do this. A woman had sent a letter to Senator John Cornyn down here in the state of confusion, and Rick Perry. That's right, it's Texas. And about the Department of Homeland Security, and that agents are in the preparation for war against the citizens and everything else. And there was somebody Morris, 108, whoever this guy is, actually got a copy of the letter and read it, and it's titled Life in America. Now, this is the actual letter. This is the actual letter that this lady had sent to John Cornyn. And I think it's just a hoot. Here's Mr. or Mrs. America, anybody, any town, USA.
A letter from an angry American lady. Life in America, spring 2013. The feeling of uneasiness is pervasive here. It is as if we are watching a horror flick and jump every time there is a loud noise. We just know something is about to explode. or implode, like the Bayou Corner in Louisiana, for example. After the bankster action in Cyprus, everyone who is awake is just glued to the internet, and every crumb from the region is devoured. Underground booms. They have been heard for a while now, in cities around the country, and rarely, if ever, reported on the MSM. I believe they have corridors that house military facilities underground. The earthquake last summer, just outside of D.C. in central Virginia, was actually a subterranean explosion, as per the geological community. I have seen seismic charts, and an earthquake it was not. So, the booms are suspicious, like everything else here, and keep people on edge. With all the high-tech equipment, and they are just dumbfounded over these booms, well, I declare, regarding law enforcement, or shall I say the new militarized police, did you hear about the strip search on the side of the Florida road? A mother, with her children in her car, allegedly ran a stop sign. It took place, the strip search, alongside that very road in the middle of the day for everyone to watch, including her small children. There were several male officers and one female. To take this outrage to an unbelievable level, they, a female officer, forcefully removed a tampon from the much-needed cavity search. She has a lawsuit and hopefully will tear them to shreds. No one is for law enforcement. Everyone is for the American citizen who is in the midst of losing every constitutional right. There is a great divide taking place, and it feels as if it is the government and related agencies, DHS, police departments, Department of Defense, etc., versus us, the law-abiding citizen. Quite frankly, that is what it is. No accident, I fear. Too well orchestrated. As for American children, the affluent, they are clueless. The poor, they are thrust into a very difficult situation. One in four are on food stamps now, many losing their home and life savings. Very bad. Veterans, complete and utter disrespect and disbelief for all of us, actually, as the government is doing everything to disarm. The government knows that they are skilled fighters and could be an asset if there were any uprisings. So, they are labeling them with PTSD, so they will have a record of mental disorder and will therefore not qualify for a weapon and or lose what they have, which is very tragic for vets and all Americans. Also, they are not getting their benefits. Retired Army vets are very vocal. See the letter. These comments, or thinly veiled threats, are unheard of, at least in my lifetime. I have never seen anything like it. No, this is not a man sitting in silhouette in the dark with his voice altered. Not at all. Comments are made with name, title, and image of the author. Again, just astounding transparency, which is speaking volumes. The cities, many are going broke. However, I am in the D.C. area, which is quite shielded, and it is hard to imagine anyone in the U.S. is suffering as business appears to be bustling here. Homeland Security has purchased a load of hollow point bullets and refused to answer congressional questions as to their purpose. We are getting to boiling point. The parks, people are too stressed to relax, it seems. Also, the weather is not that inviting for that venue. Is it unusual I have all this crap in my head? There are so few individuals who actually have the aptitude to comprehend. It's lonely in here, this place where you see and understand what is happening. Most walk around in total and complete self-imposed, via stupidity or MSM hypnosis, oblivion. In America, all the big pharma has to do is to get their cronies, MSM, to run a piece making fun of natural medications, crazy charlatans out to steal your dollars, and everyone will believe it. Discredited by MSM is instantly effective and is used for every story they want to quash. 9/11 is a great example.
How do you like that letter to Senator John Cornyn?
Wow. She was spot on, wasn't she?
She covered a lot of...
I couldn't believe the woman being strip searched and pulling out her femininity products.
Well, and, you know, here we are in the legislative democracy. And people have been schooled in the finer points on how to violate your constitutional rights. Now, they're not looking at it like that, Ron. They just know that they got a new goodie and grab basket to do anything that they damn well please. And I've heard this mentioned many times before, that in fact, we're going to keep doing this kind of policy stuff. If you don't like it, well, then you can sue us. Well, then you got to go through all the expense of time of suing the police officer individually, and then the damn police chief and the whole city. And, well, you think about this. Who are you taking the money from? You know, who are we punishing? You know, does the police department, you know, many people think that, oh, well, they're covered by insurance and that, you know, it still costs the taxpayers of that city money. So, you know, we're going to let you monkeys out there do whatever you damn well please, and then we got to turn around and sue you? You know, I'm not a violent person. I have never advocated a violent revolution in this country. But what are these schmucks, and I'll borrow a Jewish term, what do these schmucks think they're doing? And do they realize what many other cops around this country are starting to... Company? Yeah, corporation. Yeah, that's right, too. A lot of these cops are going, wait a minute here. These idiots, these bureaucrats are going to start turning up the heat, and they might put us in the firing line. Duh. You know, here's a news flash for all your corporate coffer keystone cops out there. They don't care about you. So, you know, it's not a matter of honesty and transparency and constitutionality anymore. It's what can we get away with? And to them and their masters, you know, not telling the truth is not the same as telling a lie. Okay, that is what, and everybody's guilty until you prove yourself innocent. Everybody's got to be vetted and inspected, and your tampons removed, and your butt cheeks spread in the airport. You know, this is all natural stuff. You know, we have to do it because Al-Qaeda is on the hunt for the lint in your butt crack. You know, I am so sick and tired of this.
You know, John, my personal belief is that every one of these underling that is wielding this power was probably someone picked on in school and is trying to get back at society generally, you know, wants to wield that power and go for the jugular on every inspection.
Man, I'm just telling you. This letter goes on, by the way, and I'm not going to play the entire thing. But on the issue of the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, and the lesbian twit that we have running that refuses to even answer three or four congressmen as to, excuse me, why are you buying billions of rounds? None of your business. We don't have to tell you. How's that for a transparent and representative government? It ain't there. Well, this woman went on to say about the DHS purchasing 3,000 mine-resistant ambush-protected. They call these MRAPs, or Armored Personnel Carriers, rather. Yeah, the characters are inside. I mean, she goes right through the list. And it's like, where are we living? We're watching the police become militarized. They're trying to disarm us. We're not out there fomenting revolution or go kill the cops. You know, we're not some kind of, well, here's the ass crack thing again. You know, we're not some culturally deficient, dark-colored person that wants to say you're bling and you're ho and all that other stuff. And, yeah, let's go shoot the cops. You know, we're not, hello, we're white middle-class America out there seeing our country being destroyed. And you have absolutely no reason to turn the police into pseudo-militaries. You just don't have any damn good reason for doing it. I
can tell you're frustrated. I thought you were in a good mood.
Well, I was, until Dan pissed me off. Yeah, he's over there smiling. Little does he know that two of his tires on his car is already flat. And I've been here the whole time. At any rate. Yeah, a woman called in last, what was that, Thursday? And she says, all you talk show hosts, where is the solutions? And I'm like, wait a minute. You want me to do the network. You want me to gather the talk show hosts that are gathering the information. We're putting all this stuff out to you. What? We've got to run everything too as well? What? We have to go out and put candidates in the state and federal legislatures? We have to fill out your wish list of what you want. That made me angry.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Everybody's in a devilish mood today. That is much better. Thank you, Chris. No, I have to turn this down a little bit because it's blasting my ears out. All righty then. I think, you know, Ron, do we have to be everything to every... what do I got to do? Run for governor of Texas or something? Do I have Ron here, or do you have him cut off?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now I've got too many cooks in the kitchen, and they just screwed the soup. Yeah, I'm sorry. You were saying.
Yeah. Remember, one if by sea, two if by water, whatever it is. The guy that was on the pony, I can't even think of his name.
Are you in reference to...
That's what your station is. You're the one that brings the news to everyone.
Yes.
Informs everyone. You can't do that and also lead the military. You know what I mean?
But what I think it was the woman, and I'm just she is on the back end of the comment section that I've heard so many times that I'm probably unloading on her unduly or unfairly. But my God, we have explained exactly what has happened to this country, legislatively what they have done. We're giving you all the ammunition. The only thing you have to do is put it in your little gun and shoot it at people. That's all that you have to do. We're citing case law. We're doing all of this stuff. And then you want to turn around and ask us, well, I want to hear solutions. What, you can't think for yourself? Then we don't deserve this country. If we cannot do for ourselves once again, just let the creeps have it. Move someplace else. Go up and hide in the woods in Canada.
It's very difficult to present the problem clearly. And that's what RBN has been doing, presenting the problem clearly that escaped the minds of most Americans. And to do that is a remarkable task in itself.
Well, tell me, brother. I mean, we're in the seventh year of this damn recession, and then we had a depression fall in on top of that. We're looking at imminent collapse. So, yeah, maybe I am an underachiever. Maybe I'd make a better governor than Rick Perry, because I've kept this place together with spit and chewing gum and the worst damn depression that I've seen in my lifetime. So, you know, while everybody's here is doing their thing, I guess we have the brain dead and the unimaginable out there that can't even figure what to do with the information we're giving them. So I guess what I've got to do is I've got to run for governor, run a network, do a show, and I guess how many other things do I need on somebody's wish list that they wished I would do, because they're either too damn lazy or too damn stupid to do it for themselves. And yeah, you're right. I do have an edge today. That's been building since last week. So I'm over it, ain't you? All right, let's go to John in Austin. Hello, John.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to improve your mood much, maybe. I've got a little story I've been tracking and following along with, and I've been trying to dig on it some more. And it's really been not very well put out. Basically, let me get to it. At the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, Texas, which is a level 4 CDC viral center and research facility, which level 4 is the highest, most secure level. They handle some of the most dangerous viruses in the world.
Okay. All right. So we're actually talking about bugs, infectious little bugs. Not a computer virus that'll...
No, we are talking about things that make you sick, bleed, and die. All right. Last Wednesday or Thursday, a vial of the... Let me pronounce this. Guanarinovirus, Guanarito virus.
That's rhinovirus.
Right. Yeah. Went missing at the facility. It causes hemorrhagic fever.
Oh, God.
All right.
Isn't hemorrhagic fever, if you get this, you bleed, literally, bleed out out of every orifice of your body?
Your organs turn to mush.
Okay.
Yeah. And basically... The UTMB admits the virus can be spread to humans from infected rats. Now, get this. This is an interesting point, John. The rats, its primary carrier are rats from Venezuela.
Okay.
Now, I find it kind of interesting. Hugo Chavez dies, and now this virus goes missing, and it goes back to the rats in Venezuela. I just find it, I don't believe in coincidences, having been an investigator.
Yeah, I don't either.
And this is somebody kind of rubbing something in somebody's face.
Looks like it. Okay, John, I've got to take the bottom of the hour break. This is a hard break that I've got to take. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Oh, great. The engineer comes in here after I have problems, and then he takes my paperwork and... Where the hell's all the stories that I just had? Oh, here it is. Buried under 300 sheets of paper. There we go.
Definitely a live show.
Now, do you see why I hate rendezvous? Come on.
Yes.
Nothing. I mean, the problem is, would you quit smirking over there? I'm going to come in here and put a bag over your head. You're going to have to play. You're not going to be able to look at the board. You're going to have to play it like a piano. Do you know how bad things are in Michigan? Now, the state said it was going to take over Detroit. And we all know what fascism is. You know, that's when corporate gets together with public and, yeah, we just have a free-for-all because, well, the government's too broke because they ran us in too much debt. The solution is to bring in public-private partnerships. Have you been following anything that's been going on in Detroit in the last couple of years, Ron?
Just the state of poverty of the people there.
Would I don't even know if that's a proper term. Half the people in Detroit literally can't read or write, You know, folks, if you got an Obama phone, you can get on the internet and read and maybe even educate yourself a little bit. I'm sorry that you were drugged out or you didn't go to school and you can't learn to read or write. You know, I'm real sorry for the opportunity that you slaves haven't taken advantage of. But you see, Yippie and the South was about racism and all that. No, the South is about states' rights. And when I tell black folks, and I know a lot of good ones, that congratulations, you know what has happened to the black people in this country? They got double tapped. The government turned around and turned you into a 14th Amendment citizen, and you're now a slave, and you've got the invisible chains on, but you don't even know it. Well, this is what they're doing in Michigan. Boy, I do have an edge today, don't I? Maybe I better calm down a little bit. Maybe if I sing Kumbaya. No. Detroit private business, including the Penske Corporation, is going to donate $8 million for 23 EMS units and 100 police cruisers. And this is under the guise of boosting public safety and reduce response times. Well, if you all quit acting like animals up there and quit shooting yourself and quit doing drugs and quit having babies out of wedlock, well, but anyhow, that's another story. Penske joined Bing this morning for the announcement, which fell on a new emergency financial manager's, Kevin Orr's, first day. Now, Bing said, and if you don't know who Dave Bing was, and you weren't a basketball fan, and furthermore, you didn't watch the Detroit Pistons back in the day, Dave Bing was a basketball star. That doesn't equate that you can accept a political office and know what the hell you're doing. Nice man, from what I hear, but he don't know beans about government or how to run it. They say that this is a perfect example of how the business community can work with our city, according to Mr. Penske of the Penske Corporation. In addition to Penske, the donors are Blue Cross, Blue Shield, I call them Blue Shaft, Blue Shield, Chrysler Group, which is really Fiat Chrysler now, Ford Motor Company, which didn't need a bailout, and General Motors, which they still haven't paid the government back, and I haven't even got a damn McDonald's certificate and a thank you for bailing us out. Quicken Loans, Kresge Foundation, and Platinum Equity, whatever the heck that is. These are probably some of the people that were there on the takedown and stuffing money in their pockets off of the mortgages, for all I know. Now, images of the new vehicles were unveiled at a press conference, and the cruisers were shown as Dodge Chargers, Ford Tauruses, and Chevrolet Caprices. When I heard Ford Taurus, the only thing that I can think of is RoboCop. Now, Penske said that the cruisers are going to arrive in about 60 to 90 days. The EMS units are expected to arrive in about 120 days. Now, I'm sure everybody knows now that what the emergency medical services are doing now is they're billing you for everything. Okay, if they've got to bring out a dustpan and a broom to sweep you up off of a road after a traffic accident, I think you get charged more for the mop. You know, I think that's biodegradable hazard after they sop you up off the roads. I don't know, but you have to pay for more and more of this. Now, Bing said the vehicles will not be city property. You see, this isn't a donation. This is a non-profit corporation that's going to be formed and lease and maintain them. And the lease structure also helps avoid any obstacles as the emergency financial manager starts work today. Yeah, this is the guy that's coming in to try to pick up the pieces of what is left of Detroit. So, they think this is all good and wonderful. Really? Now, I don't know about you, but, you know, if I get picked up by an EMS unit that is by way of Penske Corporation, do I, like, have to sign a release, or do I have to sign up to buy NASCAR tickets for a season or something? Somewhere, somebody is going to make up some money on doing this deal. I don't think anybody does anything anymore for nonprofit, especially the people that are in charge of running the nonprofits. They always seem to get paid big paychecks. But do you like the flavor of this one, Ron?
Yeah, geez.
God.
I'm speechless,
yeah,
to be honest with you.
Well, you know, it's just more of the same crap.
Yeah.
You know, nobody is addressing the $3 trillion plus that we need, you know, to start rebuilding infrastructure in this country. Nobody's talking about that. cities and states, excuse me, are going bankrupt. Everything is falling apart. And nobody wants to have real conversations about anything. They want to talk about gun control. Well, you know, I'm sure you've heard by now that Ms. Feinstein, her assault weapon ban kind of fell flat on its face. Harry Reid threw her and the bill under the bus and said, look, we don't have enough votes. In the Senate, we only got 40 votes to pass this gun ban. So I'm sure you heard a lot from the Democrats up there going, wait a minute, I've got to run for re-election next year. I vote for this. You're going to guarantee me I'm going to lose. Because you can put up a half-wit Republican, and they'll be able to beat me just on that political hot-button issue. You know, yeah, it's just politics, folks. It's not Constitution. It's not the right to protect yourself and your property. And that's not really the real reason. The real reason that we need to maintain firearms in this country in case the government, wait a minute, is already doing what it's doing. I might have to have guns in my own house for protection against my own government. That's because they think, you know, we're terrorists because we might complain that some random stop alongside a roadside someplace that they decided to remove my wife's tampon.
Yeah.
You know, I guess that makes me a terrorist. I guess. You know, it's just getting to the point where in this legislative democracy, somebody has put the word out that all you cities and all you states, does anybody listen to the show in Colorado? Do you think the new gun ban is going to stay, or do you think that's going to be challenged and put down in court? Now we have the other little mini corporations, used to be known as states, and break that down even further, the little municipalities and towns and all that stuff that is incorporated, now they all think they can do whatever they want to. Even, Ron, even in New York, they realized that, wait a minute, that ban we just put in about the you can only have 7 rounds, well, we realized that, wait a minute, they don't make 7-round clips. So they modified the law and says you can have a 10-round clip, but you can only have 7 rounds in that clip. Now, wait a minute here. Wait. Okay, Mr. Bloomberg, you banned the 32-ounce soft drinks. Does that mean that I still have to buy the 32-ouncer, but I can only fill it up halfway? Say that I can only put 16 ounces in that cup. I mean, this is how insane this is all getting. We're in the middle of a financial meltdown, witnessing the biggest thievery by the banks we have ever, and associated buds and pals on Wall Street, that the human race has ever witnessed in its entire existence. Going back to the caveman days, well, I'm sure somebody was trying to thump somebody else's wife over the head and drag them back to the cave. And by the way, let me drag off that deer you killed while I'm at it. No, this is the biggest ripoff ever witnessed by humankind. And nobody. We got an attorney general who goes, well, I'm not going to prosecute. That might collapse the U.S. system, banking. Well, it might affect the entire world. So what Mr. Holder is saying, crooks are us. They're here to stay, and there's not a damn thing we're going to do to them. Really? Now, this is a hell of a way to run a government. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. And if you people are getting tired of hearing me talk and Ron not talking, then damn it, call the show.
You know, since you've been talking, all I can think of is real men don't allow the cops to pull out tampons out of their wife.
Are you fucking
the hell out of me.
Are you featuring this in your head? This loop, man, is running through my head, and I'm getting madder by the minute. I mean, come on. Cops think that it's okay some fat-bellied sow that crawls out of his cruiser and runs up against a 75-year-old woman that just wants to give him a little hell about this tick and she ain't guilty. Then he pulls out his taser and electrocutes her on the roadside and watches an old lady roll around and flop like a fish out of water. I mean, come on. And then they want us to be respectful. And when we get pulled over, we say, yes, sir, no, sir. And if you want to look in my car for drugs or guns or contraband or something I shouldn't have, I should get out and let you do it. I'm not acquiescing to any of your crap. And if you're too stupid to realize an overthrow of a government when you see one, well, you better hang up your gun and your little badge and go collect garbage or go be a longshoreman or become a farmer or just become a human being that's unemployed. Somebody that has a conscience that really is for their fellow Americans and this great republic. I don't give a damn what you do. Personally, I'd like to see all the police departments disbanded. I would like to see all that personnel in whatever county that they're in, USA, under an elected sheriff that knows the Constitution from a roll of toilet paper. Otherwise, you can go be a security guard at Walmart for all I care. But here's the deal. Stuff starts to come down. You clowns are right in the middle. And what are you doing out there? Well, you're giving us the... I was going to use another term, but let me use a more polite one. You're out there with your militarized, mindless, we're going to teach the public a lesson to respect law enforcement. Hey, you idiots, we're still armed.
Yeah.
And the way that... Go ahead.
When the pedal actually does hit the metal, I would not want to be a peace officer or a politician or in the judicial courts. I think there's going to be all hell to be paid for by those people.
Man, I am so sick of the cultural just fracture that I've seen. I use the almost political correct term of being a little bit off of the socialized plate. And when I don't mean socialism, but being social with other people. I'm watching the decay of a culture, the people that even when they are given the opportunity won't even take advantage of a free education. Yeah, I know it's pretty much indoctrination central USA now through the public food system. But we have created a class of welfare citizens out there that think they're entitled to other people's stuff. And the only thing that they're willing to do is create more of a need on their end so they can take more of my stuff. I mean, this welfare mentality we have in this country.
Yeah.
These people have no pride. They've got no dignity. They're just on the public dole and they bitch and they yammer because, well, my benefits might get cut. Benefits you're not paying for? I mean, please.
What bothers me is these same people have the right to vote when it comes to the welfare system. Whether to increase it or decrease it.
See, initially, it was property owners. Those are the people that voted because, guess what? They had a horse in the game. They had a horse in the race. They had a stake in it. And now we've got we've got people that, man, are just, I've run out of terms.
Well, it's the same situation when tenants are allowed to vote for property taxes. They don't own the property, so they're in favor of raising the property taxes.
But see, here's your legislative democracy. You know, let me throw this out there that any mother, their uncle out there can vote. Oh, yes, you got a right to vote. But they're voting out of the public largesse and sticking it in their own pocket. Where's my vote that says, hey, take my stuff out of that guy's pocket and give it back to me? And by the way, you didn't have the right to take it from me in the first place. You know, where's my vote there? And about the vote, you were telling me something earlier off air. You know, if voting was worth anything in this country, if voting was real, they would outlaw it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So. Absolutely, they would.
God, I mean, oh, God.
Well, anything reasonable doesn't exist in this society.
What?
It's unreasonable to take your neighbor's property and assume it for yourself. That's just unreasonable. But since it's unreasonable, it's law.
Well, no, as long as we have a politician that goes against the intent of the Constitution and protecting my rights and my itty-bitty stuff, you know, just because somebody you perceive has a need, and the only thing you've been doing, it's like sending a case of whiskey to an alcoholic every week. You know, I mean, you are just enabling more bad behavior. And this is learned behavior. This isn't, okay, you've had a bad day, your husband left you, or your house burnt down, okay, you're going to go on welfare maximum 6 months, then you're going to get cut off. We'll give you job assistance, we'll even try to train you, or whatever. I don't know, a single mother with 12 kids, well, what's she going to do with the kids? whatever she makes in a job is going to be ate up by daycare. And whatever she has left over is going to be ate up by escalating fuel cost or devaluation of the dollar. So what do we got here? The perpetual welfare state?
Yeah, but see, there's no self-respect in that type of situation. How do you... You're not even concerned about your respect when you're going and receiving your money from the state or your food stamps or anything like that, and don't give a darn.
I've never collected welfare, and I'll tell you what, I've had some very dark, dark days in my life. I've never collected welfare, never collected food stamps. You know, it was almost like those things did not exist. Yeah. And I'm still alive and talking today, so that must mean I survived the bad times. I'm just so sick of this crap. And, well, we'll take the calls that are mounting here. I guess they're sensing that I'm winding down on my rant. Quit grinning, will you, Dan? All right, we'll be back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is. You've got the little black car, the little black dress. You've got the guru and the trailer and the full course dress. You've got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We've got the exploitation.com. We've got the pages.
Let's go to Bob in Michigan. Hello, Bob.
How are you doing today, John?
Oh, I don't know. How does it sound?
you're not doing bad.
Okay.
Hey, I came across a road sign said, "Now entering the state of Indiana, attention criminals, terrorists. Over 300,000 Indiana residents have legal permits to carry handguns. They are armed and prepared to defend themselves and others against criminal violence."
Now, if Indiana comes out with a road sign that says that terrorism is coming out of our own state legislature and the legislature in Washington, D.C., I'll let them use the terrorist.
The rest of the sign, "You have been warned. Illinois and Chicago, however, have been disarmed for your convenience."
That's actually a sign?
Yeah. It's a great big green sign, looks like probably 8 foot wide, 6 foot high.
No kidding.
Judging from the side of the car that I can see next to it. Well, but yeah, I saw that today, and I...
Bob, it's stuff like that you really have to send into the network so other people can see it.
Hey, it's on the Rumor Mill News.
Okay.
It was on, I guess it was on rents.com. That's where it came from originally.
All right. Okay, well, Bob, I appreciate that.
I thought you might enjoy that.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that Indiana, now that's a broke state. They had Blagojevich or whatever his name was. They have had corrupt politicians that have been going to prison for a while. I mean...
Oh, that's Illinois, you mean.
Okay. That's right. That's Illinois. Sorry. Indiana is the used to be somewhat industrialized, and they're just now broke.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Bob, I thank you for that. And, folks, you know, you can help us out. On the website, it's got, let me go back up to the top here. It's got a tips line there. Uh-oh. I don't know what happened to it. Oh, we'll have to put it back up. And if you have anything that you want for our review and possibly posting or being discussed on air, send it to us. Okay? We'd appreciate it. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. That's funny. All right. Gene in Long Island. Long Island.
How you doing, John?
Pretty good. What's up?
Well, you were talking about welfare, and I spent 25 years in the New York City Fire Department.
Uh-huh.
And according to all the stats, I worked in the poorest neighborhoods in the city and some of the country. And yet, there were certainly some people who needed help. Predominantly, the people in these neighborhoods where I worked know one thing. You can't make me work, and I'm not going to work on the books. How else explain that the nail salons and hair salons are busy 24 hours a day? Going to people's apartments, I'm in a very, very poor neighborhood. Computers, Xboxes, plasma TVs, expensive clothing, foreign-made vehicles around the neighborhoods. This is what we're dealing with. You can't make me work.
Well, and isn't that a hell of an attitude? So how do we get the politicians to cut off their fund money so they have to go to work?
You're not going to, John. You know why? They vote for them.
Oh, God.
But that's the God's honest truth. 25 years working in Fed-Stuy, Crown Heights, the Bronx. This is
Hey, Gene, do me a favor. Can you hang on through the top of the hour break?
All right.
Okay, hang on. With